Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another sizzling Wednesday edition of Love Storm right here on Radio Africana. And we're broadcasting live from the heart of Salford, Manchester. I'm your radio host, Jerry, and today we're diving headfirst into a topic that's as old as time, but is still yet as fresh as a new wedding dress. I'm talking about marriage. Why do we do it? Is it always that fairy tale ending, or are there some, let's just say, alternative reasons behind saying I do? And joining me in the studio today, he's ready to stir the pot and drop some wisdom, is the one and only relationship guru for tonight. I welcome you, Ken. I welcome you to Love Storm today. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. Good evening, Jerry. It's good to see you today again.
Good to have you on the show.
Good evening, people at home.
Yeah, very well. A very warm and big welcome to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so before we go in, Ken is one of our listeners. Just so that you know.
That's right. That's right.
You're not just going to be listening to the show. You're also going to be a part of the show because we're a family, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's right.
So I'm more than happy to have you here.
Thank you.
So we're jumping straight into it. We hear about, love matches and how often people fall in love. And then the next step is they're getting married. So the big question today is, do people do it genuinely out of love, or do you think sometimes there might be an ulterior motive why people actually say I do?
Ooh. It's a very fascinating topic you've picked, Jerry, and I'm going to be careful so I don't talk myself into trouble.
Because Ken is married as well.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to be careful here, but nonetheless, so we're just going to say it as it is. The concept of marriage is as old as time, just like you said. You know, people marry for various reasons. You know, so I'll talk about myself a little bit. I've been married for, a number of years now, so... Okay. If I mention how many years I've been married, probably will give my age away, but
that's
fine. Yes, I've been married for like 18 years and counting.
Oh.
So I've been blessed, having my to go on this fascinating journey with a very lovely lady for all this time. Same lady. Yeah, so I'm a bit old school in that sense.
Okay.
But people marry for different reasons. Some marry for status purposes. Some marry for economic benefits, some for that social reason. Mm. And to say to people that, because it feels like stating that I'm married is a bit of cementing that yes, I am now at that place that I want to be, that like if only mama could see me, that yes, I'm on top of the world, I made it this far, mama, look at me here. You know, so people marry for different reasons, you know, some for security reasons, some for that safety reasons, and it could be transactional in that sense, but
true.
Yeah, people have different reasons why they do get married.
So do you think there is anything like pure love?
Indeed, pure love exists.
And you think that's enough for to propel you into marriage?
It's a changing world, you know, so I'm going to try to go wide before bringing it back home. In different climes, the understanding of marriage is a bit different, you know. So in Africa, so it's something that we do just to be able to say, yes, you've come of age. So there's a social pressure, you know. So sometimes you're under that pressure, you don't get to know you're under pressure.
Real talk.
So from church groups, your family, your friends, your mates at work, so they put you under pressure to say, are you not going to get married? It's not time for you to get married. That marriage clock is ticking away. I think it's about time you settle down. So when you begin to hear those words, it's pressure. But 6,000 miles away from Lagos, Nigeria, that's not the same thing.
Yeah,
you know. Mm-hmm. So people just want to be happy. So there is not transactional. You know, so people want to just settle down. People want to just fall in love helplessly, be happy with the person beside them. So it's I think it's a bit of a cultural thing. Sometimes, if we have to dig deep and speak about this thing called love, you know, so love is a beautiful thing, and love actually exists.
Okay.
You know? So if you say love doesn't exist, then I ask you, do you love your dad?
Yeah, I do.
What do you
love
feel for
dad.
Your dad? What do you call that then?
Love.
You know, but love grows. Love. You know, love matures and develops over time, and then he actually arrives at that. But love at first sight, I don't believe in that. See, I don't think that happens.
Yeah, because it comes slowly.
Yeah, it grows with time, and it comes in you. And then, love is real. Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm just picking on one word you said, transaction. So you said marriage isn't transactional.
It's transactional, yeah, indeed.
Oh, yeah. I was going to call you out on that one.
Indeed, it's transactional.
Because, yeah, if you want to spend the rest of your life together, I think that's the transaction on its own. You telling someone, I want you to be dedicated to this one me for the rest of your life, that's a huge transaction.
This one is a bit controversial, but we get to see it every day. So you see, the rich men want to marry, you know, rich family. If you're from a rich family, you want to marry to a rich family.
Yep.
You want to be able to propagate and carry on, carry into the future that wealth.
Yeah.
You don't want it to leave the family. So they get to arrange that, that marriage for you. Eventually, some of them fall in love, but some fall out of love.
Yeah.
And also, in a sense, that is a bit transactional.
Transactional
is about exchange.
Yeah.
You know, but some people will still argue that. So, life in itself is about exchange. That people fall in love, they intentionally fall in love solely because of what they're going to gain.
From
you know, for
other.
Pecuniary reasons.
Yeah.
That, I'm going to get married. I'll be benefiting these if I got married to that person. There's a friend of mine, a medical doctor, who actually, he had two ladies that he was dating at the time. Right.
Yeah.
So I hope he's not listening to this conversation, right? So he had two ladies that he was dating at the time.
Yeah.
One was not so tall.
Okay.
And the other one was a tall lady.
Yeah.
So I'm being careful my words not to say someone is short.
Yeah.
Right. So one was not so tall, the other one was a tall lady. And he's not tall. All right. So he decided to marry and date even further the taller lady. solely for the fact that he didn't want his children to be short.
Yeah. All right.
So, but he's in love right now. His children are grown. They're graduates, you know, of universities. They are doctors as well. So you see, at the beginning of it, would you say he loved the lady?
No.
Or it was transactional?
It was transactional.
In a sense, you could flip this and argue, and everything becomes transactional.
Yeah.
You know, by itself. But transactional is about exchange, about what can I get out of this, or what's my gain, what's the benefits that I'm going to be getting if I actually went in this direction.
Yeah. Do you think there are people that get married out of mere frustration, like, do you know what, I'm tired of being lonely, I'm tired of being bored, I'm just going to get married to anybody that I see?
Again, we can't speak about this without putting things in context.
Yeah,
you know, the context is actually a very important thing to, you know, bring this thing into. So if the people who get pressured about marriage the most now, so we could be discussing geography.
Yeah,
we could be discussing the location. So our brothers from Africa and Asia are those that actually have this pressure the most.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but. When you look at the people from other parts of, you know, a lot of places in Europe, Western Europe, America, it's not compulsory.
Yeah.
I mean, do you and I'll do me. So
whatever
it's about
rocks
it's the society, whatever rocks your boat. So mm-hmm. I think is the way we've designed the society in this locations that I mentioned, that it just throws you into that deep end.
Yeah.
With, you know, pressure as you begin to grow, your mother begins to ask you, I've not seen you've not been having friends visit us recently. What's going on? Don't you have friends?
Mm-hmm.
She's sending a message to you. Slowly, and I do hope you're decoding, you know, the message. So
so
mom is saying that you go to church. You know, I don't think I've ever been to any Western European church that I've got the group called Singles and Married. You know, so you know, singles fellowship and all that in their churches. So we've also imported that even into the mosque.
Yeah.
You know, so they have that kind of tradition there. So you see, it is culture and tradition infiltrating and penetrating so deeply into our religious fabrics. So,
yeah.
We're getting to see that happen. So they around everywhere you go, we've woven this thing into us, you know, from the moment you begin to approach your early 20s, the pressure is on you.
Yep, they're already ringing that bell.
Yeah, so the church is bringing the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
The schools, you know,
your friends are getting married, and
you know, the family. So mm-hmm. you visit so you begin to pull away slowly.
Yeah,
and that begins to do your head in. It begins to take away your confidence.
Absolutely.
You know,
you feel left out.
So, yeah. Answer the question.
Yes, you did. If you're just tuning in, this is Radio Africana and you're listening to Love Storm with your girl Jeremy, and today we're discussing the reason behind I do. We're talking about marriages. What's the reason behind I do? If you've said I do, what was your reason for saying I do, or saying you do in this case? And the number to text in if you want to be a part of the show is 0744-881-1570. It's 0744-881-1570. If you want to ring in instead, the number to ring is 0161-222-9960. Is 0161-222-9960. We're here every Wednesday at 8. It's called Love Storm, and I'm Jerry. I've got a host with me today. He's playing Love Guru. He's Ken. And we're going to take a short music break and we'll be back. Do not touch that dial. We'll be back in no time.
I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you again. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know. Moment of truth in your lies, when everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know.
Hello, 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 it's still your girl Jerry, and you're still listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana. To be a part of the show, kindly text in there. What's up? The number to text is 0744-881-1570. Today we are talking about I do. What was your reason for saying I do? And if you haven't, what are the reasons you think people do say I do? I'm quickly gonna jump to the phone lines because we already have messages flooding in from our listeners. They're pretty quick today. Okay, so we have Anonymous from Oldham who says, Jerry and Ken, I married my wife because she had the best collection or music collection I'd ever seen, and she could cook. Love grew, but the music sealed the deal. Is that wrong?
What? Say that again.
The music sealed the deal. So love grew, but music was it for him? That was what sealed the deal.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
No. It's not wrong at all. You know, people fall in love for different reasons.
Mm.
Many years ago, I saw a guy who said he was in love with a lady because of a gap tooth.
Okay. Now yeah. I'm closing my mouth because of that.
So people fall in love for
the weirdest reasons.
Yeah,
it's like, that's really weird. So just because of her music collection. So I'm in my head, I'm thinking maybe CDs. So he's gone to a house, he's seen her CD collection, and he's like, oh, this is going to be my wife. Okay, that's interesting. Thank you, Anonymous, for texting in. If you're just tuning in, it's Love Storm. To be a part of the show, text us on 0744-881-1570, and we are talking about marriages. Why do you think people say I do? I'm gonna take another quick message and then we'll just jump back on the topic. So this is Brenda from Bolton. Says my mom basically, hi Brenda, sorry, she says my mom basically had my wedding dress picked out since I was 5. It felt like if I didn't get married by 25, I'll be disowned. Thankfully, I actually did fall in love with the person. So people do really get pressured into getting married. Oh, Brenda, I think you're really lucky by the sound of it to be married at 25, because picking you a wedding dress at 5, that seems like a lot. But yeah, I'm happy you did pull it off. What do you think about that? Her mom got her a dress at 5.
At 5 years?
Yeah. You know, some cultures, you do get betrothed at a very early age, and then when you grow up, wow, you then tend to get married.
I would have thought such cultures were antiquated right now, but I'm surprised that 5 years.
Like, so she grew up looking at that dress, and it was a constant reminder that she had to get married. But luckily for her, she did fall in love at 25. So,
oh, bless.
And yeah, good luck with your marriage, Brenda. Mm.
Congratulations.
And I'm really happy that it did happen naturally.
That's right.
And you weren't like pressured into doing it.
Mm. Congratulations.
I know. So
Tristan.
I know. that did feel like proper pressure. Like,
yeah,
to have grown like 20 years of that constant reminder that you need to get married. You need to get married. No. Okay. Okay. No. So do you think the reason for getting married has an effect on the longevity of the union? So in the sense that someone that falls in love, do you think someone that falls in love first would have a longer union than someone that has fallen in love with, say, the way they smile, or someone that's done it for societal pressure, or that's done it for status? Do you think the people in love would last longer than people that have done it for other reasons?
I think there's something people don't get to, or people don't want to listen to some of the time, and factors. Love is never constant. All right, so you think that so everything about relationships is just linear.
Yeah.
That one step leads to the other, and then it carries on that way. Yeah. No, love doesn't happen that way. Life doesn't follow that kind of trajectory as well.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like if you do math, it's like the sine curve. It goes up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
That's how relationships work. And in truth, you fall in and out of love.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
No way. You're not going to touch.
I'm going to stop there now. You go on there. You go on then.
As soon as you said love is not constant, my eyes popped up like, oh. Because all my life, I've been thinking, I grew up to think love was constant. Like, when you're falling in love with somebody, you're going to be in love with them. Even when you guys have had any cause for separation, you'd still feel a certain way towards them because you've loved them and you can't unlove them regardless. Maybe you'd probably despise the part of them that hurt you. But I think in my opinion, or in my view, or in my eyes, I think you'd still be in love with them, but just not be able to unlove them because of what they've done to you, even though you're against what they've done.
Yeah, you see, following on what I started with, my thinking, my experience, you know, through my little existence on earth is that before you fall in love, you've got to have a very deep, committed friendship. All right, okay. So friendship is the foundation upon which love grows and develops.
Okay.
All right, so love develops constantly. It develops almost eternally.
Okay.
All right. Sometimes up to infinity. So there will be challenges.
Yeah.
There will be issues. When these things happen, you fall back to friendship. Because of friendship, right? It looks like you have a call.
No.
Right, go on. Yeah. I'll carry on.
Unless you finish it.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Right, so when these things to happen, because of the friendship and the relationship that you've built, then, see, there's a fallback position. All right, and that's the reason why things must evolve naturally. You must allow love take its firm root. So in the event that there's a problem or there are challenges, now because of the friendship and the respect that you have for each other, you actually can enjoy love once again. You know, so it's very easy for remediation to come into place. Okay. You know, and that helps to fix things. Like they say, love covers for a multitude of shame, for a multitude of a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You know, so that is a place of, or that's how I would say, yeah, love actually would work. So yes, love works, but if that root is not firmly, you know, planted on the ground, then we're gonna have a problem.
Okay. So it just seems as though friendship has been like a constant on the show for the past 3 weeks, if you've been following. So it's just more like love is mostly based off friendship. So for a union to work out, because we had a guest 2 weeks back and he did mention the same thing.
I think I listened to that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, from the looks of it, what actually makes relationships strong is the friendship and not love on its own, because I think we've been sold the whole charade of, oh, when you're in love everything is perfect. But from the discussions we've been having lately, it's more like friendship and intentions. So you have to like put the work in, start off as friends and then put the work in, and then love comes next. But fairy tales will tell you love first, defend in love, and live happily ever after.
It's just one big amorphous word that's so difficult to define. I mean, how do you begin to describe it? How do you want to talk about it? So, It's the reason why. It's the feeling that you know that is personal. You get to the point where you know, oh, this is it. You know, so no one teaches you how to. No one teaches you what love feels like or what love looks like.
Yeah.
It's something that has to be experienced. Mm-hmm. But you can't experience something with someone or for someone that has never been your friend. Yeah. All right. So if we're looking at that love in that sense of it, then we have to understand and respect what it is that, yeah, love has to start from some place, and that place is a place of friendship,
yeah,
a place of respect, a place of communication, a place of communion, right? So if we look at it from that perspective, then indeed, love begins with friendship, and if there are challenges, then we have a fallback position, okay. You know. So it doesn't have to collapse completely.
Mm. Okay.
Otherwise, we'll be talking about defensive relationship.
Oh.
That's something else.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, but we don't want to go into that tonight, all right?
Okay, I'll quickly take this message from Mark. Mark, hello, Mark from Moss Side. He says, honestly, I'm married up. I like your honesty, Mark. My wife came from a much wealthier family. It's open doors. We genuinely love each other now. But yeah, the financial security was a huge draw initially, and I have absolutely no regrets. Okay, Mark, thanks for being incredibly honest there. That's really commendable. So financial stability, I know that's like a practical aspect of life, and for some it's a non-negotiable when choosing a partner, and if love blossoms from that, that's even better. But this is a male perspective. Now I'm gonna be cheeky here. Thanks for texting in, Mark, and thanks for your transparency.
Right.
If it was a female that said this, the reaction would have been different. They would have called her a gold digger, saying, oh, why would you date up? So you can't marry. Because I was listening to a show the other day, and the lady said, a man that loves you will spend on you. That's how you know a guy loves you. That anyone that doesn't spend on you doesn't love you. Is that true?
I
from a man's perspective,
respectfully, I think I disagree, because if a lady loves you, she will spend so much on you as well.
Yeah.
All right. So I think it's a two-way street. The same way the guy who loves a lady will spend everything he has on the lady, same way the lady also would spend on you. All right. So I've been blessed to have been in love with a lady who supported me with everything that she's had, you know, everything that she's ever you know, owned and you know, she's ever been. She's actually poured everything back to me.
So I've
in turn done the same thing as well. So it's a two-way thing, and it's got to do with that mutual understanding. So I think the society has a way of actually making feel ladies less than who they are. You know, and that's sort of disrespectful to think that every lady is a gold digger.
Yeah.
The brand new ladies of 2025 bring a lot to the table.
Whoop!
Yeah, say that again. Ring it. Yes, they bring a lot to the table. They're well exposed. They're very well educated. They're very confident. They hold their own.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they know, and then you can't take that away from 100%. Them. So it's a dynamic world right now that we live in. Things have changed. The lady can actually. All right, so I think we're going to break.
No, that's okay. Yeah.
So it's a bit of a different world, and I don't think we should paint all ladies with that brush.
So, do you agree with Mark for getting married for financial reason, for status?
It takes me back again to how we started the conversation. So. The two words that's just resonating again and coming back to my head, and one is transactional, the other one is transformational.
Yeah.
So two things, it's either transformational or transactional. So Mark probably, I don't know if this Mark guy, all right, so I do hope that's not his real name so he doesn't come after me, right? So Mark met a lady who is wealthy and he wanted to transform his life. So he's riding on the back of the lady to get to that El Dorado.
Yeah, So in a sense,
he's happy to do what he wants to do. So he's doing what he wants to do just to get to that point that he truly wants to get to. So it's transformational for him. But make no mistakes, the lady herself is not stupid.
Yeah.
All right, there's something in it for her as well.
Yeah.
All right. So if the lady wasn't also getting something out of it, she would have kicked the guy out of her house. Yeah.
But do you think sometimes the other person is aware that that's your motive? Because sometimes you might be sleek about it, and they might not know that that's the motive behind it. They might just think, oh, he's in love, but not knowing you've got a hidden agenda.
More than likely, the other party knows.
How would they know if you don't say it?
I hate to think that the other party is stupid.
You meet someone, for instance, I'm the lady, I've met with Mark.
And you're not stupid.
Yeah, I'm not stupid. definitely not stupid. I've met with Mark and I like Mark. I like the way he talks. I like his looks.
Yeah.
And then it then happens
So hold that thought for a minute.
Yeah.
You like Mark.
Yeah.
You like the way he talks.
Yeah.
You like the way he smells.
Yeah. And the way he looks.
You like the way he looks.
Yeah.
So you got what you want.
Yeah, but
that's the point. Why are you pausing?
But why am I?
Why are you pausing?
If at that point I'm in love with Mark, and Mark isn't in love with me, he just wants the status.
Before you fell in love, there are things that you saw in Mark that you like.
Yeah, but do you think
there are things that you wanted, and you've gone for those things?
But do you think he wasn't in love, but just wanted the status and then got married, and then do you think that's fair?
A transaction is two ways. There's for every credit there will be a debit.
You've taken
what you want. He's taking what he wants.
What a wow.
That's how it works.
Oh, wow.
You've taken what you want, and then so both parties, you know, end of story.
They've
taken what they want, and they both are happy.
Okay. If you're just joining in, this is Love Stone with Jerry. I've got with me today the love guru Ken, and we're talking about marriages and what's the reason behind I do. Why do you say I do? If you want to join in, number to text in is 0744-881-1570. And our listeners are already texting in to be a part of the show. Just you do the same, 0744-881-1570. We're here every Wednesday, 8 to 9 p.m. We're going to take a short music break and we'll be back in a bit, do not touch that dial. You're only allowed to go get yourself a drink and pop right back. See you soon. We're back with Love Storm on Radio Africana, and today we've got Jerry and Ken, and we're talking about why you said I do. Ken, what about the looks factor? Is it shallow to admit that you married someone because of their looks? Because if you can remember back in the days in Nigeria, a lot of rich men are getting married to beauty queens. It was a thing back then, you know. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember the story of Bianca and Ochuku.
Exactly. We had a lot of them getting married. It's just because of the looks.
Okoya Thomas and his
Shade. Yeah, so
lovely Shade. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, what do you think about that? Is it vain to marry someone because of the looks?
I don't think so. Because sometimes the English language fails you, you know. the English language fails you. You wanna say it in your local dialect, but so yeah, we're on radio, so we'll keep up with the English language. All right. But before anything, the human being is actually drawn by what he sees, the sight, the external.
Especially men.
You know, so I don't know about that.
Also
is that a fact?
Yeah, also that men are moved by what they see and women are moved by what they hear.
Yeah, because so women are very intuitive as well. So mm-hmm.
And men are very...
Well, I don't know.
Very female.
Right, so indeed... You're first drawn to what you see.
Yeah.
You know, and the way our own society, you know, when I say our own society, I'm talking about the African society is designed. The man makes the first move.
Yeah.
So so making that first move, it's what you see. So there are different things that you see, you know, but even though these days there's a new word they call sapiosexual or something,
yeah,
you know,
you fall in love
with people who are intelligent. Yeah. But before knowing that someone is intelligent, you've got to come close to the person to be able to figure out how intelligent the person is. But so first and foremost, you are drawn to some other person by their own look.
Yeah.
All right. So from there on, then you can decide if this is going to work. All right. So it's not really because of people just wanted to marry people because of what they see. Yeah. Indeed, that's the first thing that you see. You see the external first before anything.
So do you think there's a probability of such marriages not lasting because we tend to grow old? What if they lose their looks, their good looks? Would that mean they would not be attracted to them anymore because they've lost the main reason why you got married to them in the first place?
So, you see, this thing about love is multifaceted. Yeah. So, it's not... as love begins to... Or the looks begin to wane...
Yeah.
Other things also begins to develop or to grow as well. So you begin to see how caring, how the lady begins to dote all around you, or how the guy dotes all around the lady. How, you know, there are different aspects of the life, especially the care aspect. So you're getting everything this way. So you drop one and then you pick up the other one, and then I think that balances out the equation.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So because the same thing as well when we speak about the guy, because the guy himself is not going to stay handsome forever.
Yeah, everyone.
As he grows also,
the pot belly.
I don't know about that. but even at that as well. So yeah, the lady is also not looking as, you know, sharp as she used to look. The same lady that you married about 40 years ago, the same guy as well. So the guy has a limp right now. The guy is a bit bent over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's beginning to
have the dad bod.
You need to have the male, what do you call that now? Yeah,
Bubbies.
The male Bobby.
We have a message from Dio.
Oh yeah, what's up?
Dio in Salford. He says, things have changed now. Women are now moved by what they see much more than what they hear. Yeah, I'm a woman and I agree. I think we too, we're getting into the six packs and the whole prim and proper look.
Because we live in a different world right now, it's very easy to decipher and to understand, but like see through a guy who's a bit wealthy. Same for a lady. So mm-hmm. the guy can actually see and you know, we can check out any guys. I went out with a mate of mine some time ago, and he was at a party and he wanted to speak with different people that he wanted to connect with for business. So he went there back in the day. The iPad was still of a thing then. Mm-hmm. So he brought out his iPad and then he instantly started to run a search on the people.
Oh,
so he ran searches on them. So he got a profile of the people that he wanted to talk to, so that was easy for him to start a conversation.
Elimination method.
You know, so he knew this was how he was going to start a conversation with these people. So, mm-hmm. It's not the same. That was not the same thing that was obtainable about 45 years ago, 50 yeah. years ago. So we live in a different world right now.
Okay,
some say that one of the best times of our lives, the era of the internet.
Digital age. Yeah, so I'm just going to be cheeky there. So if two people were going for a female, one's rich, one's good looking and not quite rich, who do you think stands more chance to get an I do?
only the lady will be able to decide.
True.
Only the lady.
No, but if you're doing like a poll, like if you're voting and then who do you, how many votes? How do you
women
think
are
women
long,
would vote?
Long term players. Long term players. A woman can see a guy, you know, just be able to know how far the guy will go in the next 30 years, okay. next 40 years,
yep.
and she'll work with the guy, put the guy on the right track until the guy is on, you know, the guy is moving in the right direction.
So it's more they also know
the guy who is gonna fall by the wayside in 5-10 years. So okay. they don't have to pitch that tent.
Yep. Sure. Okay, so going back to the phone lines, this is Sophie as well from Salford. I married my husband because we're best friends. We were best friends for years. And one day, it just clicked that he was the person I wanted to annoy for the rest of my life. No drama, just comfort and laughter. Oh, thanks for texting in, Sophie. That's really comforting to read. At least one genuine reason. Love. This is beautiful. I think marrying your best friend is incredibly common. That used to be common back in the day, so it's like refreshing to see that people are still getting married for reasons like that. Like you said earlier, it's a good foundation. And yeah, good luck.
You're talking
your
back in the day, 60 years ago, 50 years ago.
No,
like it was all arranged marriage.
Oh yeah,
it was all arranged.
Yeah,
there was nothing called love.
So that one was like proper transactional, like your parents to say that family, or maybe yeah. Do you know there was a time they used to give out people like maybe you're owing the other family?
Has it stopped?
I don't know about that, but I know back in the days, in Nigeria, some villages or communities in Nigeria did used to practice that where you just all family and say, okay, I've got a female child that I can give in return. So that was like the proper transaction. Okay, well, I like the phrase, I wanted to annoy for the rest of my life. I'm gonna be using that now when I find the one. So you're the one that I want to annoy for the rest of my life. And okay, one more break before we go back to the phone lines. Yeah. We still have a few messages that we need to take. We'll just take one short musical break and we'll be back before you say hello.
Right. See you soon.
Yeah, see ya. Not worth trying. Maya, you're listening to Radio Africana, and this is Jerry. We're reaching you all the way from Salford in Manchester. If you're looking to connect with a diverse and engaged audience, Radio Africana offers all the opportunities to promote your brand. You'll be able to reach out to new customers and become a part of our thriving community. If you have a business, a service that you want us to promote, reach out to us on 0744-881-1570, and we'll be more than happy to talk you through all the past packages that we offer. And to our listeners, if you have a story to tell, a skill to share, or a passion project you want to bring to the airwaves, Radio Africana is always looking for new talents and new community partners. That reach out, and we'll be more than happy to partner with you on your project. So we are still on Love Storm, and we're talking about reasons why you got married. Why did you say you do? I'll quickly jump to the phone lines and read the messages that we've got. We've got David in Didsbury. He says, I got married because I felt like I was running out of time. My friends were settling down and I just wanted to feel normal. It didn't work out and I regret rushing. It was pure frustration and pressure. Oh, sorry, David. Thank you for sharing. It takes courage, like pure courage, to accept that you cocked up. But yeah, that's it. I think people don't understand how much pressure they put on others, especially when you're like, oh, when are you getting married? When is it happening? Like, they do not understand what people go through. Sometimes you're not single by intent. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not intentionally single. You don't wake up and say, I want to be single. Sometimes it just happens that you don't get the right person, or you've suffered a lot of heartbreaks. You're dealing with a lot of stuff. And for someone like David now, who gets pressured, and then you get into it, jump into it, and then you get in and realize that's not what I wanted in the first place. Oh, poor David, I do hope that you find love, and that the next time you hopefully do it, you do it for the very good reason.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it's almost nine. Can you?
Is it? You're joking.
Yeah. How has time?
It's about 9 o'clock.
I know. How has time managed to fly by so soon? We've had a lot
so much
of
to talk about.
Yeah, and it's been a pleasure, an absolute delight having you on the show tonight.
Thank you.
You should be back pretty soon.
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. To have you, would be really, really
thank you.
Lovely to have you. I want to say a big thank you to all the listeners for taking up time as usual to listen to the show, and for everyone that's texted in, a big, 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 massive thank you to you. You're the reason why I'm here every Wednesday doing this, and I have a lot of fun listening to your stories, giving you my unsolicited advice.
And you're doing an amazing job.
Oh, thank you so much. You're doing very well. Thank you so much for that. Yes, I love being your love guru and doing it with the main guru himself tonight. I do hope you tune in next week, Wednesday, the same time, the same station. It would be a pleasure to have you texting. To have that interaction with you would be an absolute delight, as usual. So I look forward to seeing you next week. Have yourself a great evening. Have yourself a lovely, lovely week. Enjoy the sun. Enjoy the weekend. Catch you again next week. It's Jerry, and I'm signing out. Catch you next week, Wednesday. Ciao.
Here is a remarkable so deaf remix. J.E. y'all, Run DMC to the beach, y'all. And me, y'all know my name. Come on.
See, first of all, yeah. I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this.
What?
But I'ma be real and say what's on my heart.
This here is a remarkable so deaf remix. J.E. y'all, Run DMC to the beach, y'all. And me, y'all know my name. Come on.
See, first of all, I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this.
What?
But I'ma be real and say what's on my heart.
Yeah.
Let's take this chance and make this love feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start? Yeah.
What I think about
All the years we put in this relationship.
Yeah.
Who knew we'd make it this far? Then I think about what would I be if we were to just fall apart? What? I can't stand the thought of losing you.
For me, but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each
word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fears.